WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Pere Ubu started out as a garage band, and their music still sounds as if a car and a couple of Harleys are revving up nearby. They've just released a reunion album, music they now call Avant Garage. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
How appropriate that the best American band to imitate the sound of clanging, buzzing machinery should have come from Cleveland, that ultimate Midwest industrial outpost. When Pere Ubu began recording in 1975, British punk rockers like the Sex Pistols and the Clash hadn't been heard yet. But sitting out in the middle of our country, Pere Ubu predicted everything that was to come. The band's music was a cacophony that was alternately delirious and melancholy. Pere Ubu made sure that the words to its songs were buried beneath a squall of guitars and synthesizers, so there was no way to tell whether the band's lyrics were voicing the same social and political frustrations that the punk bands did. But after all, you wouldn't really expect coherency from a group that named itself after the most famous piece of literature to emerge from the Dadaist movement, Alfred Jarry's gloriously incoherent play, Pere Ubu. The Tenement Year is Pere Ubu's first new recording in 6 years, and in its own assiduously eccentric way, it follows the current pattern for such would-be comebacks. In the sense that this album is a much more accessible, tuneful record than anything the band has previously made, it's comparable to the recent work of pop acts as various as Patti Smith or John Fogerty or Brian Wilson. Although, as you've already heard, this is not mainstream rock music, it submits to a pop tendency, which is to repeat, in a simpler, more direct form, the style that first brought the musicians' attention. In this, Pere Ubu is just following a pervasive trend of the 80s. Even if you've never heard Pere Ubu before, you can tell from the excerpts I've played that the band's signature sound is the voice of David Thomas. That voice is a pretty amazing instrument. Thomas most often sings in a high-pitched warble. He enunciates like a man caught mumbling in a dream. He sounds preoccupied by something the garbled lyrics never make clear. Thomas uses a standard rock singer strategy, repeating key words for emotional emphasis, but he uses it to achieve effects that most rock singers never try for. To convey the sound of distraction, confusion, or pure bliss. What makes Per Ubu's music compelling as pop art is that it isn't the random chaos it might seem on a first listen. Instead, it's music that imitates randomness, while inserting recurring riffs and choruses into its carefully conceived messiness. What I like most is the feeling of high spirits this cluttered music gives off. Where other bands use jumbled noise to express their tedious despair over the state of the world, David Thomas and Per Ubu convey a hard-edged but poetic lyricism that is unique in popular music. On no song is this more clear than on the album's lovely, funny, stirring finale, We Have the Technology.
Oh, I wish we could take this moment and freeze it, to come back again and again and again, to hold it to the light and turn it in our hands and study all the angles to find out how and why.
Per Ubu's latest album is The Tenement Year. Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.